Okay, good morning, Masechet Beit Sedaf Yudalim. We're starting on the Amud, three lines from the top, the fourth line, the Mishnah. New Mishnah here, another machloket over here between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai. And now we're busy discussing that grinding of spices or grinding of sugar, salt on Yontif. See, you know, people have these salt grinders, you know, like pepper grinders and salt grinders. So on Shabbos, you can't use them, right? That's a given. You can't use it on Shabbos. The question, what about on Yom Tov? Can you grind salt on Yom Tov or not? What about spices? We saw using the pestle, right? Pestle and mortar. Is it books? Isn't it muktzah? Whatever the case is. So Beit Shammai omrim tavli neduchin b'madoch shleitz. So Beit Shammai says, if you want to crush spices, you've got to use a pestle of wood, a wooden one. And you're looking at madoch shel eitz. The madoch is the madoch, the mortar, or the madoch, the I don't know. Is the madoch the mortar or the pestle? I think it's the pestle. Kavash is hubuchna. She makin bo kedarko, that you smack, right? So it's the pestle. She makin bo kedarko ve'ein tzarich shinui. So, but Shammai says tavli nochi madoch shel eitz, that you have to use a madoch shel eitz. And the idea of having madoch shel eitz is not a regular one, like a stone one, that you wouldn't use that, right? Va'melach. And if you want to do salt, right? So salt is you don't use a normal like a pestle and mortar, says it Beit Shammai, right? But when it comes to melach, bepach ubeitza parur. So Rashi over here, eitza parur ubeitz parur kaf gedola shekorin pukia de melach by shinu begomim first time. And for salt, he says like a ladle. If you ask me, I think that like some sort of like a wooden spoon. Like a big heavy wooden spoon. If anybody's got an English translation, that'd be appreciated, right? So either be pach and pach avia, I think it's like a jug. Like you can use the bottom of a jug or something to crush the salt with. That's how I understand the Mishnah. Because what's the idea? Rashi says that everybody, Beit Shammai, even Beit Shammai agrees that you have to do a shinui. So, but he says also with the tavlin, you're doing a shinui, right? Because he wants a tavlin to use a wooden pestle and not your regular stone one or heavy pestle that you would normally use. And Beit Hillel says, no, he has the Evin one, right? That's why when I said the Evin, because Beit Hillel says, use an Evin, not one Evin. Beit Shammai says, you don't use an Evin, you use eitz, a wooden one. So when it comes to tavlin, spices, Beit Hillel says, as is, your normal procedure for spices. V'hamelach, and when it comes to melach, b'madoch shel eitz. There he says, use a wooden pestle and not a stone one. So we're seeing over here that even Beit Shammai, and so even Beit Hillel, who says that the spices you can do, normal protocol, when it comes to salt, he wants you to make a change. Because the shinui is not so drastic. He doesn't say go and bring the, like use underneath of a jug or a wooden spoon or whatever. But it's quite interesting because I've actually seen people crushing stuff with like wooden spoons in the kitchen, you know, like, and so all these ideas are not new ideas, right? They're as old as they can be, right? That all these things that are heavy you can use to crush stuff. But when it comes to spices, even there he wants you to make a change, and salt a huge change. Okay, but Hillel says spice is normal, and when it comes to salt, even there he would agree that you make a bit of a change. Look at Rashi. With eights, shinubai, you need a bit of a change, says the very first narrow line, says Hillel. Aval sagi bahai shinu zuta. But it's good enough to make a little change. Don't need a huge change, a little change. So you can just use a wooden pestle, not a stone pestle. And with the spices, straightforward, your regular stone-based pestle as you want. Okay. The Gemara says like this. The Kula Amar Miyav Melech Bayi Shinui. We see, however, that everybody, both Hillel and Beit Shammai, need a change when it comes to salt. So my timer, why do we need a change for salt? What's the reason? Why can't you just do, Hillel says you can do spices as a normal way. Why not salt as well? Why when we come to grinding salt, do we want to have a different, make some sort of shinui on Yom Tov? Two Amoraim over here, and each gave their own opinion. When the Gemara says Huna v'Rachizda, we're not sure who says what, right? But one of them said this, one of them said that. Chad Amar, Kol HaGedayrot Kulan Shichot Melach. He says, look, whatever you cook, everything, look at Rashi, Kol Minet Tav Shichot, everything is Melach, right? And therefore, look at the Rashi, the third narrow line of Rashi. Therefore, you knew already, Erev Yontif, that you were going to use salt. There's nothing you cook without salt. So prepare the salt yesterday. What are you leaving it over for today? We know that you can do melochas on Yontif, but only things that you couldn't have done yesterday. So if you knew you were going to cook with salt, have the salt ready. However, but not everything needs spices. Not every food needs a spice inside it. So therefore, spices, we don't know that you're going to have, you might not need spices today. So therefore, we don't expect you to have the spice prepared from yesterday. But salt, prepared from yesterday. The Chadamar, another Amara gives a different reason. He says, no. Kola tavlin mefigin ta'aman. Spices, if you grind them erev yontif, by the time you come to use them on yontif, their flavor's gone. They don't last. Where melach and mefigat timer, salt doesn't. So salt lasts, salt you can keep forever, spices you can't. Simchat yontif, there's no effect on your simchat yontif if you grind the spices, the salt, the sugar. Yesterday, the salt yesterday, right? But the spices, we ruin your whole meal if you grind it yesterday. So Gemara asked the obvious question, my benai. So what's the nafkamina between these two reasons? The one says everything needs salt and spices aren't needed always. The other one says because the question of the spices losing their flavor or not. The nafkamina has more gang on the spices than on the salt. Right? The nafkamina is if you knew yesterday already what you're going to cook today. Because if we go according to the first reason, that the reason why you don't have to grind your salt, your spices, because not every food needs spices. Then, according to the reason is, if you know what you're going to cook tomorrow, you know if you need spices or not. And therefore, you know already whether that food you're going to make tomorrow should have spices. And if yes, grind the spices today, if that's the reason why. On the other hand, if the reason is because all the spices don't hold their flavor, then it makes no difference if you know what you're cooking tomorrow or not. Right? Because even if you know what you're cooking tomorrow, you know it needs lots of spices. You don't grind the spices because it's not going to have the right flavor tomorrow. So that's the one nafkamina. So according to that, the first reason over here of knowing what you're going to cook would make it a chumrah for the spices, and therefore you should have ground them. And the second reason about mefig time is a kula on the spices, and you wouldn't have to ground them. Clear? Everybody with me on that? Right? Okay. The Gemara gives another answer. Inami b'morika. What's morika? Morika, if you look at Rashi over here, Rashi says, "Inami tavlin shel morika ikebenayu sheyesh kedera shem tavlin ota bekarkum, karkum." Right? It's not cumin. What's that? That translate the karkum there?
Translated to mayoka to saffron.
Saffron. Okay, so that's like a very expensive type of spice.
Yeah,
that's very, very expensive for us, right? Rashi says karkum, maybe karkum. The enemy fig tamar. The bottom line is that doesn't lose its flavor. Even the dochbi bodyop. That's like salt. Right? So now it's the other way around. So now, according to the first reason that every food needs salt, no food needs spices. Right? So therefore, if you knew what you're going to cook, we said you should have made it yesterday. Here it makes no difference. Right, because this stuff won't lose its flavor. So according to the second opinion, who said that it might lose its flavor, this you could do erev yontif. Right, and the first guy says that every food needs salt and spices, you wouldn't have to grind it. So it's the exact other way around. You got it? So the first nafkamina, if you knew what you're going to make, so then it's a chumrah on the spice. You should have ground the spice. It was because of the flavor losing its flavor. You shouldn't grind the spice. If it's the saffron, or the cream, whatever it is, that doesn't lose its flavor. So according to the second explanation, the whole reason you don't have to grind erev yontif because it loses its flavor, here you should grind because it won't lose its flavor. Okay? So it would be a kula or a chumra depending on which nafkamina we're looking at. So that's why there's nice nafkaminas. Because we see that each explanation can work in both different directions. Are you with me, everybody? Lance, they're clear? Right, okay. I'm Rav Yehuda Shmuel. So now Rabbi Shmuel brings the halacha of this. He says, "Kol ani dochin, dochin kedarkan, va'afilu melach." He says, "Now everything you can do whatever you want, as you want, with a regular pestle, even salt." So, of course, I don't understand. V'hamav melach by shinui. We see a moment ago in the Mishnah that both are going to be Hillel, both are going to be Shammai. Salt needs a bit of a shinui. So, what Shmuel telling us over here that you can do whatever you want, even melach? So, of course, when Shmuel said what he said, the Amar ki ay Tanya, he was quoting a Tanya. The Tanya Rabbi Meir. When it comes to doing stuff the normal way, then the machloket, even on salt. Right? So, what is the machloket? if you're going to do it on its own. Now, what does it mean? Look at Rashi. Anidochin shnochin kedarkan u'melach imahen. You, when you're grinding other spices and salt. Now, Rashi makes an important point over here. Imahen, melech, sorry, melach v'tavlin ke'echad. Doing it together. Now it seems from the drashi over here, you're actually grinding in the same pestle and mortar, salt and spices. The Mishor HaShasa over here, Mishor HaShasa over here says, Perush, he says, Perush, Velo bevat achat, not in one fell swoop in the same mortar, Ele befam achat ze achar ze. You're grinding, you're busy grinding up, and today, and you do salt, you fish salt, you do the spices. But it's all in one foul swoop. So it says, if you're grinding salt and the spices, then you can do it all normally. However, the machlokri behilimet shama is when you're doing it bifnei atzma. Right? But look at Rashi, look at the docha bifnei atzma, kedarka keshar tavlin. As a rule, when you're grinding up spices, I suppose you don't want to grind up salt with the spice or in the same thing because maybe it'll affect the taste. I don't know. You have some spices in the mortar and it could work. To be honest with you, I'm not 100% sure what the nuance here is. But that's what he wants to say. Right? He said, like I said, if you're doing it only on its own, you're grinding up spices on their own or salt on their own. So he says then, he says, Ledocha bifnei atzma, Beit Shammai says, melach, if you're doing salt, then you've got to do it with a pach, like the back of a jug, or the spoon, and paru, letzli. What does it mean, letzli? Rashi over here, dahainu davar mu'at. Where we saw yesterday, letzli, you use always a little bit of salt, not a lot of salt. Avalole kedaira, but not if you're going to be grinding up salt. You can't do it if you're grinding it up for a big meal, for a whole lot of salt that you need. Velo amrim b'chol davar. Emil says, no, whatever you want. The Gemara is a bit shocked yet by Hillel. She says, what do you mean by Hillel? Behold davar. Behold davar sakadatach? You think for whatever you want. Look at Rashi. V'afilu b'davar she'ein nital b'shabbat. Because when he says over here, behold davar, means you can salt for whatever you want. So I don't know, behold davar could be, even if you want to grind up salt to put onto your leather or something, to, I don't know, to treat the leather. The Gemara says, no, not behold davar, it ema lechol davar. What's the chol davar? Rashi says over here, afilu kedaira, not only for tzli. In other words, Beit Shammai, but he doesn't say you can grind as much salt as you want, even if it's for anything else. And Rashi says over here, v'akocha kedarka amrei kechol derech. And then Rashi goes into a whole lot of things over there, which I'm not going to go into now for that Rashi. Okay. So bottom line is that there seems to be a bit of a change. What's that one?
How are they even justifying overing al tchina? I can't even see where there's a...
Because it's a melocha, it's a torch, it's a bishul. On Yontif, everything's mutar, it's a torch bishul, it's ochel nefesh. When it comes to ochel nefesh, there's no melochas on mutar for ochel nefesh. So, Einachinami, what you could have done yesterday, you shouldn't do today. Right? That's why Beit Shammai says just a little bit, litzli. And you've got to do some sort of a shinui. And when it comes to that, that's that nafkamina between, that was Rav Chisda and, who was it? Rav Chisda and Rav Huna. That either the reason is because of the mefik time, or because it is you're not sure what you're going to eat today. We want the simchat yontif, and ochel nefesh is mutar. That's the only way that I can understand it. As you see a note there, maybe you always minding the notes.
I tell you why I'm asking, because I see there's a note here that says everything what tchina grinding, which is prohibited on yontif, even when performed for food related purposes, and they quote the Shulchan Aruch or a Chaim. Crushing spices and salt on Yom Tov is nonetheless permitted under certain circumstances.
Right. Those are the circumstances. That's our nafkamina, Rav Chisda Rav Huna. Those are the circumstances. If you knew what you were going to make yesterday already, you knew what your recipe was for the day, and you've got spices that don't make fig ta'am, grind them. If you know you're going to be using lots of salt, grind it. If you're not sure what you're going to make and the outcomes on Yom Tov, suddenly your wife gets, or you go into the kitchen and say, I'm going to cook up a storm, and suddenly you start bringing the spices in and they aren't ground. You can grind them. Simchat yontev ochel nefesh butar. That's exactly it.
I think you have to be prepared. More important to be prepared than...
But then there's some people say that spontaneity is the spice of life. Okay, let's go. All right. Amalei Rav Acha Bardle Lebrei, Rav Acha Bardle said to his son, Ki dayacht. Look here, when you come to do this dichui, when you're going to, Rashi points out specifically melach, right? If you're going to now go and crush salt, atzle atzluye v'doch. Atzle atzluye, Rashi says, yeah? Hatea meducha atzidah. So he says, use the regular pestle, or whatever, just turn it a bit on the side, make a bit of a shinui out of it. He doesn't say use a wooden one or bring anything. Use the regular one, just make a bit of a shinui, turn it on its side. Rashi, yeah? The savar k'shmuel, he holds like Shmuel. The amar nidochet k'darkev madoch shel even, you can use a regular one. Umihu, however, shinui zote ba'alishle, you need a bit of a shinui. So he passes like Shmuel. That Shmuel says, l'chol davar, even salt, nothing, nothing, nothing. But make a little bit of a shinui, because even by Hillel says you need a little bit of a shinui. Right?
Today, we've got these grinders that you buy.
Right.
The
Robertson ones. Right. So I said on Shabbos, you definitely can't use them. On Yom Tov, according to this over here, maybe you can use it, just hold it on its side. It doesn't work so well on its side, actually, because it works with gravity. You've got to get the salt down. But shake it like this, it's full, and then turn it on its side. I use one every day. But we've all got plenty salt cellars today on our tables. You know what I mean? If it's spices, is one thing, but for salt. But maybe it's mutar. I don't know. Okay. So this seems to be aloha, by the way. Okay, so here Shulchan Aruch Avia Tafkuf Dale Dina Tavlin B'Yom Tov. This is in Krach Hay of Mishnah Berurah. Dachin Tavlin Kedarkan, says Shulchan Aruch, you do it in normal way, spices. Shim Yaducho Tavim Bod Yom Yafik Taman. If you do Eri Yom Tov, it will lose its flavor. Mamash like Aval Melach Enod Nidoch B'Yom Tov. Elim Kain Hita HaMachteshet Oshi Yaduch B'Kara B'Chayotzeba Kedesh Yishani. Otherwise, if you can do it, it's salt, you can't do. He said, you got to turn the thing on the side. Mamash, like Shmuel. Right? Because if you do it every time, it won't make a problem. Not pepper and not mustard, but rechayim shalahem, mishum dahavek uvdin dechol. Because like doing the chol, ele dachotam b'medocha, kechol atavli. Even peppers, he said, you should do in a pestle and mortar, not in a regular pepper grinder, because it looks like it's uvdin dechol. The Rama says, umiyu noagin neshanot ketzak b'dicha tavli. Says the Rama says, you do a little bit of a change, that even when it comes to spices, the chayin ra'ulu, so you should do, I got my moniot, peregimel, that's on the Rambam over there. The Mishnah Berurah says over here, when it comes to salt particularly, I want to actually find the salt. Aval melach. It's over here. Aval melach kegon melach gasa shalut ketisha. You got to grind. Then you pa'el el siman shel the isu ketisha be melach eno ele be melach yam she gasa mitchlata. He says over here the isu is only on salt on sea salt, which is very gas. Mash enke melach she korin shlinis. Shlinis said dak mitchlato like the what you mine that mine salt, right? Himalayan salt and stuff like that. He says it's fine to begin with. Interesting, eh? Okay. Look at the salt and the spices are mixed up together. That was our sugar here as well, right? That was Shmuel. Go in and do it in a way, you don't have to worry about it. You're making a special effort on its own. You're mixing with the spices, and the spices are out of grind. You can grind it as well. Okay. There we are. Mamash. Halakha lemaase. All right. There's somebody there. Can we just mute? I got it. Okay. It's not Rabbanat. No, sorry. Rav Sheshet Shama Kol Buchna. Rav Sheshet heard this pestle going there in his house. Right? Amar, hi, love me, gave de bitayai. He says, this is not, I don't like this. Look at Rashi over here. He says, "Hi, love me." He says, "Like this, yodeya ani she'ain ze betoch beti." This can't be coming from my house. Why? She asarti aleim laduch b'madoch shel even below shinui. I forbade them to do grinding with a pestle without making some sort of a shinui. So if I'm just hearing that regular pestle going, can't be in my house. The Gemara says, "No, but deal matzlu yatzle." Maybe they made a shinui. They turned it on its side. So he says, "No, the shamei david still kale." He said he heard the sound of it coming. That Rashi says, "Yav eno makah ba'alachson." It's not on the angle. Loya, if it was loya kolot salu, wouldn't be such a clear sound. So he knew it was levedil metavli, maybe it was spices and not salt, and therefore it shouldn't be a problem. She'ena chichin, don't need shuni, says Rashi. So he says, "No tavli nivuche minvach kalayu." He says, "Aviya kashen mishavrina garidim." When you're breaking open the seeds and the seeds are popping, nishma kolom menucha kem menavchim. You sound like a barking sound. Says you can hear that it's salt. He knew that it was salt. Okay, so we see it's pretty makpid about it because he wanted a shinui. Okay, then another Gemara Gitar Rabbanan, Einosin Tisni. You can't make tisni. Rashi's on Yontif. You got to grind up the wheat. You cut basically every wheat kernel into four. If you remember Moed Kata. Okay, that's he quotes over there. So he says, yeah, so the Tanakhama says there are two things you can't do. You can't make tisni, which is like grinding up this thing, and ain't kochin b'machteshet. And you can't grind up. And so the Gemara says, wait a minute, Tarti, you're telling me two things over here. Look at Rashi. Shnei dvarim yeshkan. Lo zed, they aren't the same. Ketani enosin tisni. First you tell me you can't make tisni. Ha, chilke v'daisa shapidami. So which you're telling me that tisni you can't make, but chilke or daisa, which is a lesser grinding, which is lesser, with less effort, right? Not cutting the kernels up, chopping into one, into four pieces, but into half, whatever the case, it would be okay. The ain't tircha b'meru, because that's a big deal. But hadatani ain't kochin klal. Then you tell me you can't do it at all, so make up your mind. Either you can't kotesh at all, right? Or you can, but you just can't make tisni, right? So it was the hachigamar. Ma tam enosin tisni. Why can't you do tisni, says the answer the Gemara. Lefi she'en kochin b'machteshet. Because you can't use a machteshet. Right? It appears over here, right, that you, the reason why you can't make tisni is because tisni you need a machteshet. For the daisa or for the other stuff, right, the chilko, the daisa, you might be able to make without a machteshet. So Gemara says, "Duvelema and kochin machteshet." They just tell me you can't use a machteshet. Look at Rashi. V'ane yadan. I would have known the two law mit abi tisna. I can't make tisna, right? And I would understand that I can't use a machteshet. And the only way I can make tisna is in a machteshet. But the other stuff which I don't need a machteshet for, I would be able to use. Now Rashi tells us over here that stam machteshet einu gedola, a regular machteshet, as a rule, the default machteshet is a big pestle and mortar, not a little one like this, a big one. The Gemara says, no, itana ein kochin machteshet. If the Gemara just said ein kochin machteshet, what would I have thought? Hava mina hanimili machteshet gedola, because a machteshet means gedola, means big. Hava machteshet ktana, but in a small machteshet, right, ein shapidami, I would say it's okay, and therefore look at Rashi, I feel a tisni. In other words, I would think that on Yontif, I can't use a big machtesh. But I don't know what I can use, and there's no limits. I can do whatever I can and do it. If I can make tisni, right? So therefore, Kamash Milan, the Gemara used the Lashon of a machteshet, and ein tisni, look at Rashi, and osi tisni klal, lefishe ein kochin shum ktishav machteshet, because you can't use anything in a machteshet, and we're not talking about only a gedola, like you thought the default machteshet was a gedola. No. Tisni you can't make at all, even if you manage to make it in a small machteshet. Midiktani reisha, ain't no sin tisni klal. So really the Bride is telling us only about tisni. And saying, ain't no sin tisni, and you can't use a machteshet. Not you can't use machteshet at all, but tisni you can't use on any type of machteshet at all. But other stuff you can use in a small machteshet. We have a bride that says, "Ain kochin machteshet gedola v'kotin machteshet ketana." What a bride says, you can use a machteshet ketana, just you can't use a machteshet gedola. Right? Look at Rashi. Tahave kelach hayad ten elel tavlin, because this little kotesh machteshet is only made for spices and it's not strong enough to grind salt and heavy stuff. So it's like a shinui. See that a problem? Amar Abaya ki tanya na madinik machteshet gedola tanya. So Abaya says like this: the el machteshet gedola. Abaya says as well that he agrees that when we learned that Brighter is talking about machteshet gedola, velo taima ma tam kama, and don't explain the Brighter saying when we sit over there ein osin tisni ve'en kochin machteshet. We're actually explaining why that the last, the safe of the Brighter ein kochin machteshet, is explaining the ratio of ein osin tisni. That's not what it's about. Rabbi says, no. Really, there are two halachas in that brayta. All right? This is how you're going to read the brayta. Ein osin tisni klal. You can't make tisni at all. I feel like they use a small machteshet. Ve'ein kochin shar ketishot b'machteshet. And you can't kegon daisa. And when it comes to using other, making other things, which you don't need is to grind as much as tisni, then you can't use, right, in a big machteshet, but stam machteshet gedola kemairi. In other words, if you want to make daisa or the other stuff, you have to use a small machteshet. You can use a big machteshet. And tisni, you can't make in any machteshet. That's how Abaye explains it. Rava has a different explanation. Rava says, no, don't be concerned here about this stira over here. Right, it's not two things like we wanted to say. Look at Rashi, it really is an explanation. It's not two different halachas. When it says ain kochin machtesh, it's going on explaining the tisni. Right? And Rashi, and look at Rashi, ubiktana namikai, bekamar ain kochin klal. And it's talking about even a small one. Right? Now you can ask me the kashya, says Rashi, but I've got that brighter which says I can use a small kotesh, I can't use a big one. And the first brighter seems to say I can't use any. How do you resolve that machloket? Rabbi says, look, kashya, halan vahalehu. Listen to this unbelievable argument. He says, it depends. Let's see, one brighter that says asur completely, and one brighter says mutar in a small one. The one brighter is discussing Babel. And the one part is discussing Eretz Yisrael. Look at the difference in the situation over here. Halan v'halayu. Look at Rashi. Halan de leitlan avdei de mezal. We don't have servants in Babel. In Babel, they never had servants. And the servants were mezalzel. We'll see in a moment. They took chances as servants. Right? V'halayu. And this is Eretz Yisrael. De itlehu after they had servants. The mezalzelei vo sin begedola. They use the big machtesh on Yontif. V'omrim beketana asinu. When their boss asked him, you weren't allowed to say, no. We use the small one. Right? Look, Gemara brings the story.
It's opposite.
So he says, look, Gemara says like this over here. Gemara brings the story. Rapapa ikla lebei mar Shmuel. So Rapapa came to Shmuel's house. Aitilei daisev lochal. He brought him produce, porridge he never ate. So why need? We did with machtesh ketana avdu. Maybe did it with a small machtesh, which was mutar. The chazia to have a daik tfeis. No, he thought it was too finely ground. It couldn't have been done in a small pestle, this one. He says, we did with etmol avdu. Maybe did it yesterday. The chazia to have a kalif tzahare. He says, it was like, look, Rashi says, yeah, kalif tzahare. Tzohar mar ito, the shining of its look. Haya kaluf lavan was like very fresh. So that's the first answer. He could see that it was done today. Maybe Shani Barma Shmuel, they kept Pritzuta the Avde. Maybe in Shmuel, it seems like this is interesting because Shmuel, did I get the order wrong? Shmuel was in Bavel, not in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so my question over here was how come Shmuel had Avadim? So there's a note over here from the Shittim of Kubetzet and the Ritva that Shmuel, Benigud Lerov Yehudei Bavel, Ayulu Avadim Lachin Machalav. As an exception to the majority of Babel, he actually had servants. So Shmuel was like in the category of Yudei Eretz Yisrael, right? And therefore, he knew over here, my Rav Papa, that the one answer would be that either it was obvious or he just assumed that they were pritzuted out there. So look at the Chananel, the very first one, the Chananel on the Amud. Look at here, it says, Rav Papa, lo achel daise bebeit mar Shmuel, mishum pritzuted out there. Pashut, he says, as it is the Rabbeinu Chananel, not maybe, whatever. Chachlitz. So when you got Avadim around, you got to be careful. In Shmuel's house, right? The Avadim were full of priests. Okay. New Mishnah. Haborer kitniot b'yom tov. Now we come to the issue of Borer. Right? So you know Borer is a problem. Now, what do we learn on Shabbos? We learn on Shabbos that you can Borer ochel mitoch tzolet. Right? And not tzolet mitoch ochel. So you can take the food, the good from the bad. That you can do. Right? Remember we said, what did we say with Borer? We said three dinim on Shabbos, I think. Remember, if I remember correctly, we said Bayad, Miyad, Bayad, Miyad. What was the third clue? Okay, so Ari says, okay, Ochel mitoch solet, Bayad, Miyad. Okay, we need to confirm that. So here's the Mishnah saying, Borer kitnot be yom tov. Now we're discussing yom tov. Beit Shammai, Borer ochel ve ochel. So Beit Shammai says, Borer ochel ve ochel. Right? So here he's saying Miyad. Right? Borer ochel ve ochel. Take the food. And out of the psolet, I'm talking about the food out of the psolet, and eat it. Ubehilal omrim borer kedarko, and Behilal says, "What's your problem? It's yontif. Do your normal." There's a Rashi over here from Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Bet. So we have borer v'ochel v'ochel amachel yit amachel v'ochel amachel 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 yitol v'apsolet yishar b'kli. Take the food and leave the kli. That's by Shammai. And Hillel says, Borer Kedarko, notel psolet beniach ochel imitze. Take out the psolet, says Bei Hillel. Not a problem. Right? Borer Kedarko. Becheko, either becheko, we saw like in your garment or becanon, like that long thing, or betamchu in a big platter. Now the reason why we're worried about a kara, a tamchu, like a big platter, because it looks like you're doing it en masse. And en masse, it looks like uvdin dechol, right? It looks like not for shiantiv. Aval lo, even Behidal says lo betavla, right? Velo benape, velo bekabe. You call it a silver strainer, and aval lo betavla. What's a tavla here? It's on like a big board. Okay, but I can't remember. Yes, I said kanon with like a funnel, right, which they'd use, right? That's not a problem. So that's why Hillel, he's pretty lenient, but he has still got kaling that he's more particular about, right? Rabban Gamliel Omer, I mean, Gamliel says, Mediach v'shole. You put it into, you wet it, you fill it up with water. Look at Rashi, Mediach b'mayim v'shole. What does it mean, v'shole? So normally you say, Lishole dagim, right? When you fish a fish out of the water, it's called shole. You take fish out of the water. But yeah, he says we have v'shole. Rashi says mefarish b'gemara shole apsoli. Take out the psolit. She'tzaf lemal and it floats on the top. Kemo shishle b'chiviot. Ha'adu nami she'notel charetzi. Whatever. So he says here you can take the psolit as well off the water. The question is he being more machmir than Behilal or not? And saying you've got to do it in a certain way, right? Where Behilal seems to say you can just take the psolit as you want. Maybe Rabban Gamliel saying, oh, yeah, you've got to let it float on the water and the psalm will float above. And now there's quite a lot written about this. Maybe we'll get to the Gemara. Okay, the Gemara carries on. Tanya, I'm Rabban Gamliel, Bamed, Ramamurim. What am I talking about? Says Rabban Gamliel. Look at Rashi Avia. The Sharu Bet Hillel, he told psalm, Mamash Rashlich. When Behilal said, just take it as you want, what are we speaking about? Says Kesha Ochel Meruba Lapsol. That's only when there's more food than the psolit. Right? Why? Because now the effort to take the psolit out is less than the other way around. If you're going to take out the food from the psolit and there's much more food than psolit, so then you're going to spend your whole day taking the food out, where the psolit is a bit of psolit, you take a few drops out, and we're talking about tircha now for yontif. About psolit, meruba la ochel, if there's much more psolit than ochel, in divrakom, notrela ochel meniach la psolit. Then you take the ochel, the food out, and you leave the psolit. Why? Because it's less tircha. The Gemara says, I don't understand. Psolit meruba ala ochel mi kaman de shari. Look at this. We go to the exact extreme. If the psolit is much more than the food, is there any point we even let you do anything? Look at Rashi. Why not? Va'afil le taltlo, you move it. Aren't we going to say that the food, which is the minority, is batel with the majority of the psolet? Becomes all like psolet. Becomes muktza. You can't even move the stuff, let alone start separating it. So what are you talking about? That Beit Hillel says that when can you take the ochel out of the psolet? When there's less ochel, but if there's more psolet, you're going to take out the psolet. What are you talking about? I mean the food. Because of tircha. If there's more psolet than ochel, then the ochel is batel to the psolet because muktza. So we said, the lochicha, the nafish, but tircha. We're not discussing really the amounts. The question is the effort. There might be, it's a zuta shura. What he says here by Rabbi Gamliel is that what Behidal means is that we're not looking about if you got more psolet or more ochel. The question is, what's a bigger effort? Because sometimes, look at Rashi, sheyesh no dak. You know, you might have solet inside, which is like very, very fine solet. If you're going to now spend with a tweezer or whatever, you know, like imagine with your fingers looking for every little bit of solet, take you the whole day. Then just take out the food. On the other hand, if the solet is easy to get the solet, I take out the solet. Okay, that's what he means when it comes to tircha, not when it comes to quantities. Okay. So now we go back to the Gemara, the last line in the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel said that you can wet it and it'll float. It was a Tanya Rabbi Lazar bat Sado kachem in a gan shabbat Rabbi Gamliel. That's what they used to do in Rabbi Gamliel's house. The Nasim shayu mevin the lim malo adashim. They used to bring a bucket full of lentils, umetzvin alav mayim and pour water on it and fill it up with water. Look at Rashi. V'notnim bo mayim ad shetzafim ala ochel. Basically, like until the water was over, like the whole thing was immersed underwater. Now you'd see that the food would be at the bottom and all the psalm would float to the top. Right? So we learn the other way around. Look at Rashi. Ochel amalim absurd lamata. That the lentils will flood. The psalmist said at the bottom. Goes, it's the lokashia. Ha ba'afra ha begili. It makes it not different. It says, afra labata mina ochel. The sand, the dirt that was at the bottom. The gili and the straw, the kash, the malim and ochel. So really, we had different, we had everything was separating over here. The lentils would float up a little bit. And all the sand that would come off, they would go to the bottom of the bucket. But the kash, the straw, the covers, in other words, the light stuff, would come all the way up to the top. So you'd be able to clean out very quickly, and that's how they would do borer on Yom Tov. Okay, new Mishnah now. Bet Shama Omrim, and Meshalchin B'Yom Tov Ela Manot. So here, we're talking about now sending gifts. Okay, so everybody here knows that on Shabbos, when you go out for supper, so you're meant to do a kinyan before Shabbos, right? If you give me bringing a gift for your balabait, you should do a maase kinyan at home on behalf of the balabait and bring it in. On Yom Tov, I think it's a problem, you can give him a gift. The other story. So Beit Shammai says, if you're going to send a gift on Yom Tov to somebody, you can't, look, Rashi says, Doron Ish L'Re'ehu, a present for your friend on Yom Tov, a Yom Tov present. Seems like a nice thing to do, to send gifts on Yom Tov to your friends. Okay? If I'm your friend, remember me coming up Yom Tov, right? Send your gifts. Right? So it says, Ele Manot. So Rashi says, what do you mean Manot? Davar Hamuchan. Readable, eatable stuff already. Things which he's not going to leave tomorrow. Kagon chatichot basar, chatichot livne ha'orchim v'chein dagim. Bring him ready-made stuff that you know he's going to use today, not going to leave out for tomorrow, doesn't have to pay anything, it's all ready to do. Aval says, Beit Shammai, and Behilal says, no, you can send a behema, an animal, domesticated, a wild animal, chickens, Bein chayin, bein shchutin, they're alive if they're shechted, right? Meshalchin yenot, shmanim v'saltot. Okay, so wines, olives, and fine flour. V'kitniot, and legumes. Avalot tfu'ah. Ime Hidal said you shouldn't send tfu'ah. What are tfu'ah? Grains, like wheat and barley, etc. Look at Rashi, why not? She'en ra'u ayom, because you definitely can't do it today. She'en tochanin b'yom tov. You're not going to grind on yom tov. She'yalu yitchol mietmo. You see that, Selwyn? Because you should have done this yesterday. So it's not like spices, which are going to lose their flavor. You're going to bake tomorrow. Grind the flour today. V'lo tafig ta'ama. You see that? It's not a question if you had done it yesterday, the taste would have gone away. If you grind wheat, no one has, I have to have freshly ground wheat, otherwise my bread's not going to taste nice. The taste's all going to be gone. Okay? You don't hear anybody saying that. So that's not a problem. Rabbi Shimon says, even tefuah you can bring. Look at Rashi. Why? Sheva yivashlam bekdari. Because you might actually make like a porridge and not want to grind it. You take the wheat, throw it into the pot. V'yichtashem b'machtesh k'na. Or grind it in a little machtesh, which we saw you had to do with a bit of a shinui. Okay, that's the Mishnah. What's the Tani Tani Rav Chiel? U'bilvad shlo yasenu b'shura. Rav Chiel says over here, right, that when you're going to send your gift, and that you shouldn't send a gift. You're not discussing now what you're sending, but it seems to imply that you're allowed to send a gift, right? But so long as he comes to the extra din over here, you shouldn't send it with a delegation. Look at Rashi. Lo yishlach ador ha'day anashim ha'ar, lots of people. Why? Da'av shemilta. Because there's a big noise. Once you've got a whole delegation, everyone sees it and knows about it. V'nirim kemolechim nimkor b'shuk. Now you're going to basically sell stuff. If you've got a whole delegation going, a convoy, a whole, detail of people carrying the stuff in the street, it looks like you're going to the marketplace to sell. That's really exaggerated. Sin of Wanga. The Gemara says, okay, V'tanya Anshura, and we don't know, right, to Anshura, P'chut B'shloshah Ben Adam, and to send it with, and Anshura means three people. So if it's two people going, it's okay, but three is already Anshura. Right, so by Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi has a kashya. Klate Gavre V'tlate Mine Mai, can you send three gifts with three people? Why? What's the hava amina over here? Look at Rashi. Right? Me aslinan batar ko min. Do we go after each of the goods that you're sending? And now there are three goods, and therefore it's shari. Ki heche de yachol ishloach ish echad im ko min ze belo ze hashtunam ishari. Just like each one could have taken their own gift, would have been one at a time, would have been mutar. So it's now three guys and three. Essentially, you can divide it by three and say it's as if you're sending one. Or Dilma Hashtamiya Avshamilta. Now even though there are three people and three gifts, now it's already a convoy, people see it, they start looking like it's of the Bichol. Right? And the Gemara gives an answer, Taiku, not sure. Okay, so you got a Chumra, obviously, right? You couldn't do it. Rabbi Shimon Mati said, the Gemara Shimon Mati Betfua, he said you can do it Betfua. So Tanya Rabbi Shimon Mati Betfua, Kagon Chitin Asot Ben Ludiot. Right? So the brightness is over here. Now, Shimon said you can do it with, you can do it with tefuah. What's he speaking about? Wheat, for example, that you could make ludiot. What's ludiot? She says, machal chit in a wheat meal. What did you call that wheat meal? I already had a name for the wheat meal, right? Grisin, right? Sorry, netanif nebahem to, and barley, could you give it to his animal? And adashim, lasot ben resisin, machal asum in adashim, to make some sort of, so now he says it's not a problem, because you don't have to grind it. It's not like it's not ready for yontif, it is ready for yontif. You can either make a wheat dish, or you can make a lentil dish, or you can give it the barley to his animals. It can all be done, therefore it's mutar. Okay, the next Mishnah quickly. Meshalchin kailin. Now, he said you can send clothes. Rashi said kailin is about clothes. Right? Bain tfurin, bain shen tfurin. If they are sewn or not sewn. Right? Now, what you can do with an unsewn pair of clothes, I'm not sure on yontif. V'afa pish yesh ben kilayim. Even if it's got kilayim, if it's got shatnes. Right? Look at this. V'hein notori chamoed. But so long as they're good for the moed. Look at Rashi over here. And we'll see the Gemara what it's about. Avalo sandal ha-mesumar, but you can't send sandals that have got nails. Remember this Gemara we learned it? Right? It's a Gemara we learned in Masechet Shabbos. That story when they, remember, they ran out and they trampled over people. There was a bit of a pogrom. They came hid in the cave, I think it was. And they all ran out and they trampled. And people were killed. Remember, more people were killed that day. And the Chacham had a takana. You can't wear sandals with nails on you. They wear these sandals like with a good grip with nails. So you can't send sadlamis rashes of yashil eight mitzupe or wooden covered sandals in like clogs, umasmarot kvo inbo with nails in them. She gazru chachamim alav shelo li nalo b'shabbat uveyom tov mishu maase sheyashin argu harugim b'shabbat al yadav b'seir Shabbos. People were killed in that case over there where they all wore their sonyotiv and shabbat. Lots of people gathering. You can't wear these nailed studded clogs. Velo min al she'en tafur, and shoes which aren't sewed, you definitely can't. So clothes which aren't sewed, you can use, but you can't, but shoes you can't. Rashi says, why? Because the Lord has it, you can't use them for anything. You try and wear a pair of shoes with this, when the shoes are broken, you can't do anything with it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af lo min alavan. Rabbi Yehuda says, even white shoes. Why? Look at Rashi, interesting one. The Lord has it, because you can't, well, who's going to wear white shoes? Right? Bibnei shetarich uman. What for? You're going to need an uman, says Rashi, al hashkirot, to go make them black. Who wears white shoes? Who's ever heard of anybody wearing white shoes, right? I mean, that's ridiculous. Today, it's very common to wear white shoes. He says, you want to wear white shoes, you want to get them black. Zeyat klal says, go wear a caution or tin, but anything which you can get hana'a from. Rashi says, aviyashe mit kashtin, which you would wear on yontif. Meshal chinoto, you can send as a gift on yontif. Okay. So now, let's go to the Gemara quickly. I think it's more to do with Muktzah, maybe. The words like Bishlam et Tfurin, understand when it comes to clothes, because we see in the Mishnah that you can send Kaili, Bain, Tfurin, Bain, which are sewn or not sewn. Chazul Mabush, because you can wear them. Avash Ein Tfurin, Nami Chazul Ichsuye. Right? And if they aren't Tfurin, oh no, sorry, I think it's a quest cassette, right? She ain't Tfurin, Nami Chazul Ichsuye, you can use them to cover yourself with. Avash Ela Kilayim, but with Shatnes clothing. Lamar Chazus, so I understand. Kalim are not sewn, you can wear. Kalim aren't sewn, you can still wrap around your body to make it warm. I don't know, but Kilayim? Says, maybe you can lie on them underneath you, put them underneath you. Right? It was Vatan, you can't. Lo yale alecha. You should put my Varata Yachol at your tachtecha. We've got a bright that says, the Pasuk says, Lo yale alecha. The Pasuk is like this, Yet chukotak nishmoy behem tachalot yarbiya, kilayim sadelot izra, kilayim ubegir kilayim. Kilayim or clothes of kilayim shatnez, lo yale alecha. Don't put on you. And the brighter they says, ah, but I hold at your tachtecha. Maybe you could put them underneath you. But Amru Chachamim said, no. Asula sot kain. Why? Shemet yichroch lo nime al besaro. Even if you're lying on them, a little strand might come up and wrap around you. And now suddenly you covered in shatnez and it says, lo yale alecha. So you can't use it for that. So what can you do with the shatnez story? Was it the chitam and the mafsik midi bani bani? Maybe you're going to say there's something between you and the shatnez. You lie, you put it like underneath something and make it soft and then cover it with something else. It's the Amr Abshim ben Pazi, Amr Abshim ben Naimi, Amr Abshim ben Shaul, Amr Abshim Kahalakish Yerushalayim. It's the name of the whole Kahalakish Yerushalayim. Afilu eser matzot zo agabe zo. Even if you've got 10 blankets one on top of the other. The kilayim tachten and kilayim right at the bottom. Asuri shanleim. So what are you going to use it for? You must say elebe vilon. You know what you can use it for? A curtain. Look at Rashi here. For a curtain, Sha'ul le farso, can you get a petach? You need some sort of curtain. We'll carry on tomorrow.